Family, friends, and students came together for Susan G. Cummins Foundation 12th Breast Cancer Awareness Walk at Cerritos College. With over 100 participants, Falcon Square showed its strength in numbers against this killer of loved ones, sports editor Lauren Gandara reporting.
Raising almost $800 for the Susan G. Cummins Foundation, Cerritos College held its 12th Breast Cancer Awareness Walk on March 22nd at Falcon Square. The walk had about 100 participants show up for the cause. Health Education Department Chairwoman Dr. Nee Bueno, who helped take charge of the fundraiser, said that instead of holding the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk in October, the campus holds it in March to recognize Women's History Month. As far as the amount of people showing up, Bueno said,
I think it's great the amount of people that showed up. We have people that brought family, friends, kids. And so to us, when people bring other people on campus, it increases the awareness even more so.
While some did walk to support their loved ones battling the disease, others came for the extra credit for their classes. Pharmaceutical technician major Aria Perez said she participated for the extra credit in her women's studies class, where they are currently studying about breast cancer.
I wanted to help out, and I've been wanting to do this, but I don't know when, so finally I was able to do it.
Was it a long walk, or?
No, it was okay. Actually, I thought it was going to be longer, but yeah, it's fine.
And how do you feel after completing the walk?
Tired, but I guess satisfied.
No matter the circumstances, the fundraiser gave a consolation prize to the top three people that donate the most money when they had signed up for the walk. Nursing major Priscilla Bautista said that she had participated to honor one of her family members who passed away due to breast cancer and donated the last $3 she had left in her pocket.
What do you think about the turnout today of the breast cancer walk?
I think the program itself or whoever is in charge, they're doing a great job by motivating young generations like myself, you know, to get involved, to, you know, just be self-aware of what's going on with your body as a female.
And what did you think about the course? Was it pretty simple?
I think it was simple. It was nice. It was an easy walk, you know, walk with your classmates, walk with your friends, and just, you know, participate in.
Taking first prize was the Child Development Center, donating $300. Second place was the bookstore, donating $60, and Cerritos student Jamie Quedes, with third place, donating $50. For sports editor Lauren Gandara, this is Talonmark's Campus News Hour.